Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank all my listeners for coming on today, because there's a word from the Lord on today, and I want you to put on your listening ears. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on today. Amen. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and get our announcements out of the way. If you missed it yesterday, faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. You missed an awesome word on yesterday. It was just awesome. It was off the chain. And her show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. So if you missed it, it's pre-recorded. You can go back and you can hear it on demand. You know, Elder prayed the house down. She walked the dog on a message, glory to God. When she went out with a prayer, amen, it was just, she went out with a bang. And whenever she gave that last prayer, it was just awesome, very awesome. So if you didn't get what you needed, it's only because you didn't tune in. But go ahead and you can find her on Blog Talk. It'll be Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. Then if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministry, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power. And then the second Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. Amen. After I finish, then you'll have a 30-minute break. And then you'll go over and you'll hear Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to encourage you to go over and hear what the Lord is telling Minister Elaine in these last and evil days. You know, glory to God. You know, some say, you know, well, I've heard it all day. Yeah, but guess what? None like this one. So go over and hear what the Lord is telling Minister Elaine. And I want to encourage you, amen, glory to God, to move right on up. We are not finished. It's ministry with you in mind all week long. We have the WOW Pact Impact Team, I call them, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. When you come off of that show, you ought to be feeling pretty good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. Go to Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, inbox her, and let her know what the need may be. Glory to God. And then you can go to Pastor Joseph Rouse page on Facebook and let him know, amen, that you want to get hooked up, amen, with WOW Radio, the WOW team, they call it. Glory to God. So go ahead and hook up right now. Glory to God. Don't wait another minute. You can hook up right now while we're talking. Some of you can. I know some can't, but that's okay. Glory to God. You can also press the 1 and come in. If you can't get on, you don't know how to go on the Facebook, you can press the 1. Amen. And we will bring you in on this show. You don't have to give your name, or you can just tell us to take your number down and we can call you back and tell you what you need to do. So guess what? There's nothing short, amen, of getting the word out there. And there's nothing short of you coming on and getting aboard of this train. But this train is leaving the station, and you don't want to miss it. It's got smoke everywhere. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whenever we leave the lines, we know the lines are smoking. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. Like I said, if you can't get on Facebook, because I know a lot of them say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. I can't get on. Well, I'm going to encourage you to press the 1. Amen. Glory to God. And just say, I would like to be a part. Amen. And then we'll go ahead and we'll take your number down and we'll call you later. Amen. You don't have to even give your name. Amen. We can just put it on out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We won't even tell you to tell your name, but we'll ask you, can we take your number down and call you back if you want to be a part of this train? Glory to God. Now, you can't ask for nothing no better than that. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, we want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, we only ask, amen, that you give only $25 or more. You will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it's good to be somewhere on a team and on a list of where people can pray for you and don't mind praying. Glory to God. You know, because sometimes, you know, people say, well, I'm going to pray for you later. You probably never get that prayer. But I can guarantee you, glory to God, you come on and give your name, amen, and get on this list, you will be prayed for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And in partnering, you will get many, many perks. You'll receive some things all the way down through Sunday. Glory to God. As ministry with you in mind to keep you going, to help give you that lifting up that you need each and every day, not just some days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So with all those announcements, amen, I want you to just keep them in mind. God's still moving, so don't miss the move of God. You know, sometimes you fall off the wagon, but that's okay, amen. You skin your knee, that's all right. Get up, amen, dust your knee off, amen, band-aid it up and keep on rolling. Glory to God. Don't forget, after you've gotten up, now go ahead and repent, but don't go back doing it again. And just continue on down the road with the Lord. You know, sometimes you can go in places, and I was talking to someone on yesterday, and they said, yes, somebody in the church made them mad, and they stopped going to church. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to, first of all, make sure you're planted. Make sure you're grounded, and make sure you're rooted in the Word of God. Make sure that you're going for the right reason and not the wrong reason. Because if you're going to make people happy, you will always be mad and upset. But if you're going, amen, because you love God and you want to serve Him, and that's your way of being a servant, going and seeing what you can do in the kingdom of God, then guess what? You'll always be happy, because you can't please everyone. You know, there's this song we used to always listen to. Now, y'all know I don't sing. Glory to God. Amen. And not today. But there's a song I used to always hear, you know, you can't please everyone, so guess what? You got to please yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you can do that and move on down the road with God, no matter what and who said what and all that different stuff, you know, that's going on, all that chaos, then you got something. Glory to God. Because guess what? He's going to keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. Before you know it, you'll be in a place that, Lord, I don't know what took me so long to get here, but Lord, I thank you. Because on this side, there's peace. But on the other side, glory, that's chaos. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, with all that said, if anyone desires prayer at this time, if you would press the one, I will bring you in for prayer. I don't want to know who you are, but I want to know where you're calling from and your prayer request. So if you desire prayer, you can press the one and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No one has pressed the one. So guess what? We're going to move on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for such an awesome day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day, Lord, that you have made, Lord. And we rejoice and be glad that we're in this day, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you are a healer. And God, you can heal everywhere we hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you can give us, Lord God, the strength that we need to continue on in your word, Lord God, to continue on, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you the honor, oh Lord. And God, we ask you, Lord God, for all those that's on the line today, Lord God. Father, we ask a special prayer for them, Lord. Whatever the need may be, oh Lord God, let them grab hold to the word as it come forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that you will meet every need that they have, Lord God, on this line on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on this day that you have made, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your peace. We thank you for their comfort. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Lord, that you spread your love abroad, Lord God, to each and every one, Lord God. You don't love just one person. You love us all, Lord, all the same, oh Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift you up. We magnify your holy name on high, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, we had 1,000 tongues. We can't praise you enough, oh Lord. So, Father God, we just lift you up, God, on this day, each and every day, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai. You shall provide everything that we need, Lord God. Everything that we think we might need, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you will give it to us because everything belongs to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as the word go forth on today, Lord God, with no hindering spirits, Lord God, with no mind-binding spirits, Lord God, the word shall go forth, and it shall do that it's set out to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that it shall accomplish that it's set out to do. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that the word shall heal, Lord God, that the word shall bring faith, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those faith who have been shaken, Lord God. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask for restoration. Restore them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that you're still in control and you're still in charge, Lord God, that you don't fall short, but we do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for in each and every day, in each and every way, oh Lord. Father God, we lift the children up to you on today, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to cover them under the blood as they go and as they come, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you've got your angels camping around them, oh God, to lead them and guide them, Lord God, into all truth, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come to them, oh Lord God. No weapons formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve an on-time God. We serve a living God in the mighty name of Jesus. And everywhere that we need you to be, and in all things that we need you to be in, you're there. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to cover the elderly under the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you to send someone by to those, Lord God, who don't have anyone, to give them a special touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. If it's their neighbor, Lord God, let them go by, Lord God, and give them a special touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you the glory. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an on-time God. You know, they said he's never late. He's always right there on time. Glory to God. How do you believe that God is always right there on time? Glory to God. Or do you think that he's just somewhere, amen, glory to God, just sitting, taking care of just one person? Nah, he's everywhere and everything that you need him to be. You know, sometimes you get so caught up, hallelujah. Let me just say it like this out here, in your own jam. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people get caught up in their own jam, but they forget about, amen, glory to God, the one that made the jam. Hallelujah. And that would be Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in your own jam space. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just think about him, and he's there everywhere you need him to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. He is that he is. Hallelujah. And he's all that you need him to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need him to be, hallelujah, the husband, those who don't have husbands, he'll be that for you. Glory to God. If you need him to be the brother, hallelujah, and you don't have brothers, say, Lord, I don't have a sister or a brother. Somebody said that they don't have a sister or a brother in this world. Glory to God. But you know, God said he'll be everything that you need him to be. Hallelujah. He'll be a doctor. He'll be a lawyer. Hallelujah. He'll be a mother for the motherless. He'll be a father for the loveless. Fatherless, glory to God. He'll be a sister. He'll be a brother. Hallelujah. If you miss your auntie, grandma, he said he'll be all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there's nothing should be lacking in your life, because he's everything that he needs you to be. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays they take it so lightly. Hallelujah. But it's time now to really, I'm just going to say it like it is. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into the word. Glory to God. You need to buckle down. Hallelujah. And get in this word and read it, because there's just so much in this word that you don't know. There's so much in the word. Sometimes people think they know. Glory to God. But you don't really know until you get in this word and get to digging. Glory to God. And you get to reading, and you read other translations, and you do other things. Glory to God. And then you'll find out exactly what it means. Glory to God. And if you get stuck, there are some people that you can't call. Amen. Glory to God. Like I said, everybody don't have Facebook pages, excuse me, and then you can call somebody that they can help you with it. You can't be ashamed in these last days to know what something means in the word if you don't know. Don't be ashamed. Glory to God. I know there's one person, amen, it don't matter, hallelujah. They say, I don't care. They're going to ask you if they want to know. They're going to ask you, glory to God. And I'm like that. If it's something, you know, in the world system or the way they operate or something, that you know, it's okay to ask somebody. There are some people that you can ask and some that you can't ask. Believe me, I know, hallelujah. Because if you keep asking them, you say, hold on, wait a minute, I still don't understand. Why you don't understand? What about this you don't understand? Well, guess what? You need to leave them people alone and find somebody that will help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay, because we want you to get it. We don't want you to be left out. Whatever he's doing in this season, you don't want him to do it without you. We're serving awesome God. So, hey, get help. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word of God. I'm going to be reading today from the first book of Samuel, chapter 1. The first book, Samuel, chapter 1. And the title of my message is God Will Show Up and He Will Show Out. Glory to God. Have you ever showed up and showed out in your life? Believe me, hallelujah. He show up and he will show out. No matter what the situation is, he will show up and he will show out. Now let's read. I'm going to start at verse 2. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to start at verse 2, first book of Samuel, chapter 1, verse 2. And it reads, and he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now, understand, she wasn't barren here. Glory to God. No, you know, a lot of times they say, she wasn't. God shut up her womb for a reason. There was a reason all this happened. So we're going to continue on and read it, and we'll know. Can you imagine how Hannah felt that she didn't have any children? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, she felt kind of bad because, you know, Peninnah had children and she didn't have none, so she felt bad. Have you ever felt bad sometimes? You know, God gave this one over here certain things, you know, stuff, and, you know, all every time you look, that God just blessing them. He just giving it to them, you know, Well, let me help you out with that. Yeah, he giving it to them right then, but guess what? It'll soon come to a halt. It'll stop, because what you got to do, remember, you know, they ain't got to pray. They can just go on and get it. Glory to God. They ain't got to do nothing. They ain't got to come to nothing. They ain't got to come to church. They ain't got to stand at the door, be faithful, nothing. They just come here now and then, hit, miss, and a lick and a kiss. Glory to God. And they'll get it. But you know what? It comes a time when they will have to pray. Amen. Glory to God. When they will have to do what he's asking them to do in order to get certain things. But one thing about it, don't you give up. You continue on in the word of God. You continue on with God. Because, you know, I was talking to someone. I said, you know what? Yeah, God bless the just so well as the unjust. And that's the God that we serve. But you keep on keeping on. Don't give up. You see right here, Hannah didn't have no children, but Peninnah had some. So let's read on number 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. You know, it was Elkanah was the man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she didn't have any children, but guess what? He went up to worship the Lord as usual. So can you imagine, hallelujah, she had to go up, you know, and worship the Lord. She continued on. She didn't worry about what she didn't have, but it kind of, you know, got to her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I could understand how she feels because she wanted children. And this woman over here, amen, you know, back in the day, you know, it was okay for during this time, amen, before Jesus came, glory to God, they had two wives. Hallelujah. And that's what he did. He had two. Amen. Listen, don't try that now. You're going to jail. Let me help you. You go to jail. Don't do that now. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Only one. He said one to each man, one woman. Hallelujah. That's all you need. One woman, each man, one man, each woman. One. Hallelujah. All them two and three and all. No, cut it out. One. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portion. So see, he gave to all her sons, so she had more than one son, but he gave a portion of the meat to each one of them, that each one of them, glory to God. And can you imagine how she was looking like, okay, I still don't have a child, glory to God. Let's see what happens. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. So see, right here it says the Lord had shut up her womb, but that didn't mean she was barren. See, God had a set time. God got a set time for certain things to come to pass. You know, sometimes we want to get it in a hurry, you know, quick, fast, hurry. Let's microwave it. Got to take it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We put it in 5 seconds. I put it in 5 minutes of prayer. So now, Lord, I expect you to move on them 5 minutes. But guess what? It comes sometimes. You have to wait. And you have to tarry. Although the vision tarry, he said, it shall surely come to pass. So that means whatever you've been praying for, it's going to come, glory to God. But you just got to believe and stay in faith that it's going to come. And yes, but during that time, there are some things you got to do. You got to pray. You got to seek God. You got to make sure you're staying in the ministry, doing all you know how to do. Work in the ministry, glory to God. Work it even harder, glory to God. Work that ministry, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. You see, look what she did. She made her just totally unhappy. Glory to God, because she didn't have no children. So, you know, Peninnah is going to do what? She's going to pick a little bit, glory to God, because she didn't have no children. So that tells me Peninnah wasn't really, amen, a good godly woman, because a good godly woman is going to help another sister out. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you see your sisters and brothers in need, be careful. You need to help them out if you can, glory to God. I know everybody you can't help, but there ought to be somebody you can help. And you need to be careful how you talk about your brothers and your sisters, those in Christ. He said, be careful, amen, how you treat those, especially those of the household of faith. Glory to God. So, you know, some people just go around and they lackadaisy. They talking about the pastor, hallelujah. They talking about the preacher, the prophet, hallelujah. They ain't talking about the one in the kitchen serving them dinner. Glory to God. They didn't put a big chicken leg on their plate. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. And they doing it out of their heart, the servant heart. Serving people, hallelujah. So be careful how you talk about people. You see, that tells me right here, when she talked about it and made her upset, just made her mad, glory to God, about what was going on. You know, she didn't have any children. You don't have to pick at anybody because they don't have what you have, glory to God. And let me help you out too also. Amen, glory to God. God made, I've said this several times, and I know y'all heard it. You know, God made everybody different, and he gave everybody certain things on this earth. It ain't yours anyway. You just occupy until he come, glory to God. But you know you have to be careful the way you feed yourself, in other words, the way you talk to other people, because just because you got all this, then guess what? The same way you got it, amen, you can lose it. Glory to God. So be careful about getting puffed up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got all this. I got this. And, oh, I can go here and I can do this and I can do that. Be careful about being so puffed up. I. Glory to God. Because whenever you get ready to go through, amen, those trials and tribulations, amen, glory to God, you ain't going to know how to handle them. So be careful and stay humble. Glory to God. Let's keep it moving. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. See, she was talking about us so bad, you know. Can you just imagine? Well, oh, you ain't got no children. Look at all these children I got, huh? Okay, by our husband, okay, our husband, right? Okay, glory to God. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. And if she was a real sister, she said, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. You know, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. He can do anything, so don't worry about it. So, see, it's okay. Hang in there, because God will prevail. God's going to do just what he said he'll do. Hold on, sister. Don't give up. Glory to God. Hang in there. You know, if he gave me mine, he gonna give you yours. Hold in there. Hang in there. But no, she and they're talking about her so bad until she didn't even, Hannah didn't even eat. Glory to God. She was so upset. She didn't even eat, not nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. And she began to cry. Come on now. If somebody coming to you like that, you know, and both of y'all, amen, y'all, you know, I'm just saying, hallelujah. But like I said, now, you know, back in those days, these days it's against the law. Those days, it didn't matter. But now it's against the law, so don't do it. Glory to God. But understand, there were two, amen. She was over there sleeping with Elkanah, and then Hannah was too. She over there getting all the children, hallelujah. She got the boys, the girls. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't know if she had the twins or not, but amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Can you imagine what was going through Hannah's mind? Hannah was going through a lot, hallelujah. She really was, because his heart was split. And, you know, can you imagine he was over there with Penaniah, I'm just saying, hallelujah, more than he was over there with her because she ain't had no children. Because, okay, in his little mind, he could have been thinking, well, you know, she can't have none. Glory to God. So, you know, I'll go over there every now and then, but I'm going to go over here with this chick. Yeah, and she got all children, glory to God. And she may bring me even more sons and daughters in the world. Oh, man, glory to God. She was going through a lot, especially then to have somebody to pick at her. Glory to God. That's what I call it, to pick, really, glory to God. Let's move on. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? Well, see, he was trying to help out. He was trying to comfort her. But you know what? Nothing he could do. It was up to the Lord our God. Well, nothing he could do, glory to God. But that was her husband, so he did try to comfort her. Yes, he did, but he didn't understand her pain. You know, he didn't really understand what she was going through because she didn't have any children. And you can imagine how Hannah was watching him, you know, day in and day out. And Penaniah over here, you know, I just say, looking wild, okay? All right, and she's over here, you know, with all her children and her daughters, her sons, and he's going over there and he's playing with them and talking to them and showing them how to be men and talking to his daughters and telling his daughters how to be girl, how to be women, you know, and how to grow up to be good women, you know. And Hannah over here, she didn't have no children. And can you imagine her looking at him playing with the children day by day? Hannah went through a lot. Glory to God. You know, that's something, you know, when you go through a lot and you see other people over here and they got all this and all that, and, you know, they even say they got all the tea in China and the Japanese food and all that good stuff and, you know, the rice, the noodles, and they got everything. They got everything going for them. You know, that's what they think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But she didn't have any. And he said, Am I not more to you than 10 sons? Glory to God. No, he wasn't. I mean, she loved him and everything. You can see she cared for him, but, you know, she wanted children because she didn't feel complete. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. You see right here, Hannah was so upset. She went, amen, and she just wept before the Lord. She cried out to the Lord. She was praying unto God, you know. And Hannah, you know, understand, she didn't walk away from the Lord. You know how many times you see people, well, you know what, you know, I'm praying, but Ain't nothing happening. I'm just going to go on and try to make it happen on my own. And that's when you get in trouble, when you try to make it happen on your own. When you believe God, you stay in that place. You got to know that you know that you know that everything is going to be all right, because I serve an awesome God. I'm not worried about what they got over here. Ain't no need in worrying what tonight is going to bring. That's it. Glory to God. Hold on. Because guess what? It'll be all over in the morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And number 11. And she bowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will grieve unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. She was saying, Lord, you give him to me. I'm going to give him back to you. You know, I thought about that. I said, Lord, you know what? I gave you them children. Amen. Glory to God. They're all yours. Handle them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of us can really say, Lord, they're yours. Handle them. And then when God get to doing stuff and he get to working in their life and he get to show, you know, he get to turning them around and showing them stuff and they get to going through trials and troubles and he's right there with them. Hallelujah. The angels is protecting them, you know, all the way. And then you want to jump in and say, okay, hold up. This is the way. Nah, you better get to praying. Amen. And just leave it alone and let go and let God. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't stop the process. Let's move on. But she was going to give him back to him. It's when she gave him to him. Whenever he gave her the child, then she was going to give him back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And no razor shall ever come up on his head. She said, oh, they ain't going to even cut his hair, because I'm going to give him all to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. In other words, hallelujah. He said, hold up, wait a minute, hold up now. And you need to throw away that bottle. Glory to God. As you drop, come on now. Let's read 13, and we're going to finish talking about that. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drinking. Glory to God. Come on. You know why he thought she had been drinking? Because he had seen that before when they had went up. Amen. Because his sons, two sons, amen, they were priests. Glory to God. And he had seen that around there. So they had been acting out and doing different things that they shouldn't have been doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he thought she was drunk. But then that made me think, Eli, come on now. Where were you? Hallelujah. And where were you in Christianity? Were you a blood-washed born believer? Because you saying you saw a mouth move. Do you think she was down there being drunk? Glory to God. He should have been. Where was you? What was your mind? Glory to God. You know, that do come some times when you got to think, that, okay, what was he at? You know, but he had already seen some of the stuff. You know, people were drunk and they had been, you know, mouth been moving, amen, because his sons were the priests and they weren't doing right. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 4. And 14. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away your wine for thee. And let's move to 15 here. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. You see right here, she had prayed very earnestly to the Lord, asking him to give her a male child. Glory, give her a child. Glory to God. That's what it was. Hallelujah. But he thought she was drunk with wine. Glory to God. But you see right here, that led me to believe Hannah was really meek and mild. Hannah's names mean grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It means grace. So you know what? She did not answer him hostile. She respected him. Now, how many, amen, when you know, people, well, you know, they'll say in the world, well, you know what, you know, Christians meet, other people meet Christians, they'll say, well, you know, they'll say, well, listen, you know, this is not what this is, and this is not that, and they just keep on, and he said, well, hold up, I am a Christian. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let me straighten it out. I was in a place one day, and I had went up to this lady, amen. I was in a church, and I said, okay. I said, ma'am, I said, I just want your information, you know, so we can get back with you, you know, and later on, you know, and they can send you out some flyers and events that are going on. If you don't mind, could you give me your information? And she said, hold up, I'm a pastor. Glory to God. I said, oh, okay, yes, ma'am, I know that. Okay, I'm like, yes, ma'am, I know that, but you still, can you give me the information? Okay, glory to God, hallelujah. See, sometimes people can talk hostile whenever things are going on, and see, Hannah, she didn't get hostile with him. She respected him, and that's what you got to remember. No matter, you got to still respect those. Amen, glory to God. She respected him because she knew he was a priest, and she respected him, and she just told him, you know, no, I'm sorrowful because I'm not drunk. I'm putting up, amen, glory to God, my prayers to the Lord. And after that, this is what he said. Okay, count not thy handmaid for a daughter, Baal, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And he told her, he blessed her still, glory to God. He said, okay, go ahead, I understand now. After she told him what was going on, he said, go ahead, may God grant you your petition. Glory to God. You know, God will grant you your petition. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be hostile with people. It don't matter. Sometimes things may not go the way you think they should go, but they're going the way he wants them to go. Glory to God. How many of us, hallelujah, have prayed, you know, earnestly to the Lord, and sometimes nothing happened? Well, guess what? When things don't happen like we want them to, there's a lesson in it to learn. So ask God, first of all, Lord, what is this lesson I need to get out of this? Because something ain't right. Because if this thing ain't changed, something got to be wrong here. Glory to God. But, you know, so many times we're afraid to ask him those questions because you don't want to really know the answer. Glory to God. I know there was something that was going on, amen, and I'm like, okay, now, Lord, can you tell me a little something about what this is and what's going on? And he just said no. I said, okay then, glory to God. It wasn't nothing that was going to hurt me. It was just something that I wanted to know, amen. So if he said no, so that let me know I didn't need to know, glory to God. So let's move on. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her continuance was no more sad. In other words, after all that, and she had done cried and wept before the Lord, she had done poured out before the Lord, and then she said, okay, well, let me just, you know, I'm good now. I'm not sad anymore, because she felt the spirit of, oh, good God Almighty, she felt the spirit of the Lord on the inside of her, because she had done gave him everything, hallelujah. She had done told him everything that was going on the inside of her, although he knows it anyway. But what you got to do, you got to still lift him up. You got to still tell him. You got to still go ahead and pray earnestly. Weep before the Lord if you have to. Get it out before the Lord if you have to. You know, I mean, let me help y'all out. I know sometimes, you know, everybody wants their own, glory to God, and there's nothing wrong with you owning your own ministry, glory to God, nothing wrong with it. But all I say is get some teaching before you go and do all that so you'll know exactly how to go about doing that, glory to God. You see, Hannah, everything that concerned her, it concerned God. So when she came and poured out to him and she wept, amen, honestly, before the Lord, glory to God, it says she wept. So she really cried. She was really sad. Because you know the other one over there on the other side, the sad woman, hallelujah, she already had made it bad for her. She was already, you know, making her sad, telling her, oh, okay, I got all these children. You don't have any, glory to God. What's wrong with you? Oh, my God, my God. Can't they get fasted sometimes? Glory to God. Let's move on a little bit. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. You see right here, she didn't stop. She got up. She went. She picked herself up. Glory to God. And she went right on worshiping God. Now, how many of you can worship the Lord, our God, and, you know, even though things aren't going the way you think they should go, but they're going the way he wants them to go? See, he had a set time on Hannah. That's what it was. He had a set time for the things to come forth in our life. You know, there's a set time and a season. And you know, I used to hear, amen, glory to God. We used to talk about, you know, the seasons change, you know, and seasons do change. Right now, we're getting ready in a season. Good Lord, it's already good and hot, getting toasty. Glory to God. But seasons do change in the word of God. Hallelujah. You go from one season to the other one. You know, you go through trials. You go through tribulations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then there's a time when you, if you notice, there are no trials and no tribulations for a minute and let you regroup and pick yourself back up. Hallelujah. And get refilled. Glory to God. And then you'll go back into that place. And I've noticed that. And then, you know, they'll start to come one after the other, one after the other. Then you say, my God, I need some relief here, Lord. Help me now. Glory to God. And then if you notice, amen, it'll straighten back out again. You know, you're going on smooth street, then it'll come back again. Glory to God. But that time, during those times when there's nothing going on and everything is okay, you know, that's the time for you to ask God to refill you. That's your time you dig in that word. So when things start to come, really, amen, glory to God, you got some strength. You ain't weak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I remember on last week, I said, yeah, I'm excellent. I am excellent. Yeah, I was excellent, glory to God. And it was all for a reason, glory to God. I said, I'm excellent, and somebody started singing the song, excellent, glory to God. So everything started to come. It didn't take him about 10 minutes. I thought, here it comes. Okay, but that's what you got to do. You should be reading the word of God anyway every day. Hallelujah. You can't fall short and read the word of God. You got to read, hallelujah. You got to pray. You got to seek the Lord, thy God. You got to spend some time with him and love on him and let him love on you, glory to God. If you see right here, just understand Hannah, amen, and she didn't fall short, hallelujah. She went on and started worshiping the Lord. She didn't fall out and said, Lord, you know what? You gave her all these children over here, and now I don't have any. But she just said, Lord, I'm concerned, you know, and she went to him and she earnestly prayed, Lord, help me. Don't forget me, Lord God. Lord, I am here, and I love you, Lord. And she started to worship him. And guess what he did? It said he didn't forget her. Glory to God. Let's move on. 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. Understand, when she said the Lord visited, Hannah got pregnant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see? You can't give up, hallelujah. Don't even give up on your dreams, hallelujah. You know, you got to birth that thing, glory to God. So you got to stay in the word of God. Stay on track, glory to God. So many times you get off track, and then you just forget, well, you know what, just throw it on away. It ain't going to happen no way. Nah, you hit, miss. You got to be hitting more than you're missing, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. But Hannah, 22. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abide and gave her son suck until she weaned him. What he was telling them, you know, you stay right there then. Do what you think is right. Hallelujah. You know, he was saying, do what you think is right. But he was telling her, obey the Lord. Glory to God. Because if you said you were going to give it to him, then you're going to have to do it. It's better to not to make a vow than to make it and not do it. Glory to God. So because he's going to come back at that vow. He said that you said what you were going to do. He's going to come back. So I ask you, don't make a vow and not do it. If you say, Lord, I'm going to be on that line. I'm going to be there. I'm going to listen to the word of God. Lord, I'm going to be there. Guess what? You'll go through everything it is, hallelujah, to stop you from being on that line. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to press. It don't matter. You know, there's a song I'm not going to sing anymore. I understand. Glory to God. It says, press my way through. Hallelujah. When you press your way through, then you'll get what you need. Glory to God. So she told him, that's okay, you just stay there, but you're going to do what you need to do for the Lord, but don't forget, you say what you said, amen, so we got to keep that vow, so don't forget, and she was going to wean him away, wean him out the bottle and everything, and then he was starting to eat the solid food, then they was going to take him on up, glory to God, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three books, and one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine. and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. She was just reminding him who she was. She was saying, you know, I am the one that was praying unto the Lord for the son. And she was reminding Eli, you know, because, yeah, he needs some reminding so he'll know who she was. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. For this child I prayed, and the 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth. He shall be led to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. And so what she was saying, she said, I'm bringing my son up. I made a vow. So now I got to come clean on it. Do you think it was easy for her to take her son up there and leave him? And she was going to leave him in the hands of Eli, because he was the one, amen, that he was going to be with. Because Eli was a priest. His two sons, you know, they were priests too. But she was going to leave him in the hands of Eli. So, you know, she did exactly what she said she was going to do. Because there's no telling what would have happened if she did not do exactly what she said she was going to do. And she took him up and said, here he is, you know. Hey, glory to God. I'm going to leave him here, you know, for him to get what he needs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go on with chapter 2 on next week, because I feel like we need a little bit more of this right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, hallelujah, you can't give up. You got to continue, because he had a set time on Hannah. And when Hannah got through, hallelujah, glory to God, praying and got through explaining herself to Eli and not being upset because she didn't, you know, because Eli was asking her questions like some do. Well, what do you ask? Asking me that for? Don't you know I am a woman of God? Hallelujah. Well, yeah, we know you're a woman of God, but that's okay. If someone asks you a question, you got to learn how to answer them with correct, amen, communication. You know, so many times people will lash out, even at, well, I'm not no Christian. You ain't no Christian. What are you doing? Don't even worry about that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear this a lot all the time. Neither do I ever walk up and say, I am Prophetess Martha. No, I don't tell them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't have to tell them. They should see my fruit. Huh? They should know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fruit that I bear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By the way I act and the way I do and the way I carry myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But you know, some don't want to see that. Some ain't going to never see it. But you don't have to be hostile with them. Hallelujah. Well, they ain't no Christian. I just can't believe they ain't no Christian. That ain't godly. They think you are a perfect person, that you walk around, that there's nothing never going on in your, supposed to go on in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you don't supposed to have no needs. Hallelujah. But he said he'll supply all your needs. Yes, he will. Glory to God. But there he didn't say that it was going to be, amen, all over here was going to be smooth as silk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you're going to hit some bumps in the road. But what we got to do is continue to pray, continue to seek God, continue, and don't forget who's in control. Hallelujah. That's why Hannah kept on, and she didn't stop. Although that other woman, I always call her other woman, bless her heart, praise the Lord, she coming against Hannah, it made her upset. It really did. Don't you think it would have made you upset? Because like I said, he over there playing with the children and all, and she didn't have any. So then God finally gave her son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that she kind of had to be the hardest thing for her to do, but she knew she had to do it. So you got to understand, do not make a vow and don't do it. So if you vowed something before the Lord at the first of the year, hallelujah, I'm going to drop back just that far. Because we know a lot of people said, I vowed and I'm going to do this. And you ain't did it. You need to come clean and do it. Hallelujah. Do it now. You can't slack on this stuff. Hallelujah. You think you can do it and just get away with it? No, you can't do it. Some go to church every Sunday. They sit up there every Sunday, and they sit right up there on the front row. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And then you say, oh, he preached a good message. Well, what did he say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you get anything? Glory to God. Well, I can't remember, but it was a good message. You jumping up and down by a message that you have no clue what he said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just a little side note. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just move to the back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But Hannah believed God, and she didn't give up. Hallelujah. And God honored her that. Hallelujah. You know, can you imagine everybody was happy? You know, he couldn't, Elkanah couldn't fix it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he knew it, he didn't have a problem. Hallelujah. Because he hadn't got all these children over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he was just trying to maintain and keep Hannah, you know, keep Hannah from, you know, just going against the Lord. Glory to God. And he was just trying to keep her faith built up. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, Hannah's faith stayed right there. Hallelujah. And she didn't have nobody else to help her. If that was a sister, hallelujah, for real. Yeah, I know they had the same man, but glory to God still. Hallelujah. Back in those days, you can tell that this woman, I don't hear nothing in the word that's saying how much faith she had and, you know, and how much God she had in her and none of that. I ain't even seen the way she prayed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All I know is she was over there picking. Hallelujah. And that's how sometimes people do. People do that in the world. In other words, they'll call it bullying here. Glory to God. You know, people will talk about other people instead of trying to help them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we live in a society now that's just, amen, glory to God, just done lost their mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to maintain, hallelujah, and we got to continue to pray for them. Whether or not, glory to God, it don't matter. You say, well, I don't like them, glory to God. No, you can't like the person, glory to dislike the person, but you can dislike the ways, glory to God. So, you know, be careful how you let stuff fall out your mouth and fall out your lips, glory to God. Hallelujah. I never did hear where Hannah disliked this woman, hallelujah. Only thing I heard is that she made her mad and she made her sad, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, when Hannah went in prayer, she wasn't, hallelujah, rebelling. Hallelujah. She was travailing. And Eli didn't know what was going on. Glory to God. She wasn't rebelling. She was travailing. Glory to God. When you travail in prayer, God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to travail because guess what? It helps you. You get it all out and give it to him. Hallelujah. He knows it and he sees it and he knows there's a problem there. He knows everything. It ain't nothing falling short of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if he still wants you to make the petition, make it known. He said make your prayer request known. So still make it known. That's what she did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He already knew that she didn't have no children. He knew it. But still, he said, make your prayer request known. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah. So you got to learn how to lift up the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good. Glory to God, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, if there's anyone on this line, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that need healing in their body, oh Lord, we ask you, Lord, to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to go in, Lord God, and do a work, Lord God. I still hear that person contemplating having knee surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to guide the surgeon's hands, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, surround them with godly people, Lord God. Surround them with good people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So he can, Lord God, they can take care of them, Lord God, like they should be taken care of, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you're calling Henry into repentance right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask him right now, Lord God, to just send somebody by, Lord God, to pull on him and continue to pull, because you're one plant, one water, and you'll bring me increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that everything that we need, Lord, you are the provider. You are I El Shaddai, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're the one that can knock down every door. Huh? Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, doors that have been shut, huh? Oh, my Lord, for such a long time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're the one, Lord God, that can heal. You're the one that can set them free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come against those mind-binding spirits right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, we ask you to loose them and let them go right now, in the name of Jesus. We don't care where you've been. We don't care what you've been through. We don't care, hallelujah, glory. glory to God, because we know that the Lord thy God is still on your side. Hallelujah, glory to God, for he cares about everything that goes on with you. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, that everyone, Lord God, that needs you, Lord, on today, Lord God, those that are lonely, those don't know which way to go, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you'll be everything that they need you to be. You'll be a mother for the motherless. You'll be a father for the fatherless, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, oh, my Lord, that you'll watch over them. You'll protect them. You'll keep them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, and all those who don't have a husband, we know, Lord God, you said you will keep them if you want to be kept, in the name of Jesus. So they need to cast their cares on you, Lord. They need to come to you, Lord God. Oh, my God, and pray an honest prayer. You will keep them if they want to be kept, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that person that has a sore on their left arm, we call it heal right now, that the skin is beginning to come on it, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak it to be healed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, that sore is being healed on their left arm right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give thanks in all things. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. We have a few more minutes. If you desire prayer, hallelujah, go ahead and press the 1. I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't, hallelujah, we're going to go ahead and get ready, hallelujah, to hear Ministry Lane in 30 minutes. Don't forget, 30 minutes. Hallelujah. She is an author, and if you have not purchased a book, if you have not purchased her book, you need to go on her Facebook page, glory to God, and she has the information on the Facebook page how you can go to Amazon and purchase her book, glory to God. And if you don't know how, like I said, hallelujah, if you just don't know how and you want the book, just go ahead and you can contact any of us. Hallelujah. You can press the 1, come in the line. We'll tell you, amen, glory to God. We'll ask you, can we take your number down, and then we'll call you back and tell you how you can get the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you want the book, go ahead and purchase it now, because it's an awesome book. Don't wait, amen, till it's not there anymore and it's all gone. Go ahead and get the book now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and go ahead and pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But before I do, I'm hearing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. So there's someone who has been weeping and crying. Amen. Glory to God. I understand things haven't been going right for you. Glory to God. He said, weeping only endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. So notice your weeping. It's over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you cried your last tear. It's over. Glory to God. It's over. Glory to God. It is over. It's finished. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the prayer, the prayer of salvation. If you are a sinner in need of a Savior, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I ask you to forgive me, Lord God. If you repeated that prayer, then you are now a blood-washed, born believer. You are now saved, and glory to God. To it, the angels in heaven are rejoicing in the Lord. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you that gave your life to Christ on today. Amen. So we can tell you further information, give you further information that you can use. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To continue on in the Lord. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Don't forget, tune in to Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back, amen, on next Sunday.